time. I'll move this so we can sit up here. Oh, yes. Come on, Gracie. Wow, look at all these chirins. Okay, last week we started learning about this strong, strong man. Does anyone remember? You can sit right down here or you can sit right here by this lovely rose. There you go. Not salmon. That's something we eat. Anyone remember the strong guy's name? Someone said Lewis. What a funny that is. Oh, we have the name. Who is it?
Samson.
Samson. Everybody say, Mighty Samson. Well, remember, the angel came and told his mom and dad he was going to be born. Now, there were two things they weren't supposed to do to Samson. What were the two kind of different things about Samson? They couldn't cut his hair, and he couldn't drink wine or other strong drink. So he grew up, and he was so strong. And then remember, he went to marry a girl from another country, and he gave the riddle about the lion. I don't have time to go into that story again. But here's what happened. Remember, he was sleeping one night, and his wife said, oh, come on, you can tell me the answer to the riddle. Please, don't keep any secrets from me. And he told his wife, and you remember what she did? She blabbed. Do you know about that? Dee's preaching today. So she told the men the secrets, and then Samson got really mad, and he had to go out, and he had to give the men all these new clothes. And he came back, and he was so mad at his new wife, he left her there, and he went back to his country. Well, a little while later, he decided he wanted to go back and see his wife. So he comes back to the country, but guess what happened? His wife's dad had given her away to another man. Samson was furious. He said, what did you do? She was my wife. And the dad said, well, you left. I thought you didn't want her anymore, so we let her marry someone else. Samson was mad. And you know what he did? He went and he caught 300 foxes. And he took the 300 of them, and two of them each, he tied their tails together with a torch, a big piece of stick. And at the end of the torch, he lit it on fire, and he took those 300 foxes to all the beautiful vineyards and all the farms where they had already gotten all their grain. And at night, he let those foxes go in all their grain. And what do you think happened? It burnt up. It burnt up all their food. And then Samson said, I got you back. Well, the Philistines, that's the people he had done it to, they were so angry. They got a little army together, and they went over to Israel, and they told the people in Israel, either you give us Samson, or we're going to burn your fields too. So the men came to Samson. They said, Samson, you know, we know you're one of us, and we like you, but you're going to get us killed. So I'm sorry, but we're going to have to take you and give you to the Philistines. He said, okay, that's fine. Just don't kill me. Just bind me. So they took ropes, and they wound him all up, so he was all tied up, and they took him down to the Philistines. Well, not yet. So the Philistines see him coming, like, yeah, there he is. Give him to us. Look at him all tied up. And he goes down, and all the Philistines begin to come around him. They said, you're the guy that burned our fields. You're the guy that destroyed all our farms. Come here. And they grabbed Samson, and they were about to kill him. You're going to have to come back next week to hear what happens. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your love and your care for us. And I thank you for these children. I thank you for the homes that you've placed them in. I thank you for this church, that they will grow knowing your word, knowing the stories that have been told to literally now hundreds and hundreds and thousands of generations. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you will always provide for them, always care for them, and protect them. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.